And Lisa, you mentioned it seems like many of us kind of want to get our life in order before we'd even consider marriage, whether that's financially, whether it's vocationally. But you mentioned in the book, and I think there was a lot of truth to it, there may never come a moment in life, will there, when we sort of have it all together?
No. No, and I think you ask anyone in their 50s or 60s, and they're going to say, yeah, forget it. I'm still trying to get my life together. You know, we're always going to be going through some kind of bump in the road or some new struggle. And I think we've kind of been sold as a younger adult generation a bill of goods in thinking that we have to have this whole thing mapped out, or all our ducks in a row, or everything figured, you know, everything tied up with a bow. You know, I talk to young adults every day who are saying, well, I'm going to get married, Lisa, don't worry. But what I just need to do first is I need to finish graduate school, and then I need to get a job, and then I need to make sure it's a good paying job. Then I need to be able to buy a house and, you know, furnish it with all this Ethan Allen furniture, and then maybe I can settle down. And I'm like, our grandparents, like, were sitting on orange crates, and they were eating eggs every night, and they were making it happen, you know? And I think we're kind of just getting into this fairy tale mindset of that we just have to have our lives together. But truly, marriage is one of the greatest growing and sanctifying and maturing experiences you can have. So it's really the way to get to that place, much more so than just dinking around in your 20s and 30s hoping it'll happen to you.